Who was Miss Spears calling out? A, Diane Sawyer. F, Oprah.
G.
F? Oh, G.
Are you fucking okay?
No.
Q. L.
What's option 60? Like, what?
Some people are just born to absorb drama. Some people absolutely hate it.
Okay, let me get my intuition.
The folks yes, who can recite the latest TMZ headline because they read it three times.
But I feel like Zayn Malik is a fuck, right? Like,
the amount of adrenaline that pulsed through my body in that
exact Jeopardy. Hollywood for 60.
The blind one for...
Blind item for 60?
Yeah.
Social media for the next arbitrary point value.
Wait, that what like, wasn't even social media. That's like science.
I was told this is a podcast about getting wrecked.
Wrecked people? Wreck people.
Say it again.
Put that in the fucking book. Wrecked people?
Wrecked people.
Yeah, she got you. Blah, blah, blah. And go. Yo, welcome. Welcome, you bitches.
Hey.
Welcome to Get Fucking Wrecked to all of our new and returning players. Welcome to the show, baby. This is the game show podcast.
Hello.
Where we make our lives worse so yours can get better. I am Eric.
And I am Coco. And every week we play a different game with 4 to 6 different hilarious contestants to answer some of society's most disgusting questions. Mm-hmm. And for these first few minutes, we're going to take a second to like answer your listener confessions and catch up on the past week and talk about ourselves because that's why we have a podcast. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to drop that big burning question, set up the game and bring in our guest.
Everyone pause. Follow and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on right now. Be that Apple, Spotify, CastBox, whatever the fuck that you want to do. Follow, subscribe. You can now leave a rating on Spotify, guys. Brand fucking new. 5 stars on That's Spotify.
Scary.
Give it to us.
Guess what?
Wow. Courtney?
Season 1 is officially over at the end of this episode.
It's in the bag.
Because... Bitches were picked up for a season 2, baby.
That's right. That's fucking right. We're coming back, bitches. We are coming back for a second season. But when all good things must come to an end, we had a lot of fucking fun this year. A lot of fun in these 30 episodes. And we cannot wait to come back.
Holy hell.
Yeah, 30 fucking episodes. We cannot wait to come back next season. You only have a 2-week break from us, bitches. So you might as well. You don't have to wait that fucking long. But when we come back, we're going to have a lot of cool surprises. Definitely keep an eye on our social media because we'll be dropping some really cool news with some brand new partners and some really cool games.
You better believe it.
It's going to be the best season ever. We've only had 2, but it's going to be the best fucking season ever. We'll be able to tally up whether Team Eric or Team Coco, like who won this season.
Wild.
Yeah. And we'll announce that at the beginning of season 2, which one of us won season 1. Thanks so much for being there with us. We're little babies.
Yeah.
Little podcast babies. We don't know what the fuck we're doing.
We're new.
Yeah. Thanks for coming along.
Can we have fun with you?
Yeah. We've had a lot of fucking fun. Courtney, what's up? What are you up to? How's life?
Life is great. I'm home.
You are.
I'm back home in Michigan. Let's hope I survived the flight. And I, you know that TikTok move that's like, Material Girl.
Material Girl. Like, got your nana boo.
That's.
And these niggas see me jacking because they don't have a crew.
That's the way I feel material when girl. I get home.
And I got off my mammy, bought me, bust down these hoes can't see me.
All of a sudden, I was like, I need to be wearing different clothes. I need to get my nails done. I need to put on some makeup. Like, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Spending my parents'
Going
money.
Back
you know
home.
What I mean? It's like a different
Going back
life.
Home for the holidays. It just reminds you of a life that artists honestly may never have. To be totally honest. It reminds you of a life never. That is just so far out of reach. Suburbia, happiness, lawns, big houses.
Genuine joy.
Genuine joy and relaxation. a 401k.
Spending money. Space.
Space. All of these things.
Family.
Family. Loved ones. Things that artists just do not have the luxury of having. So my listener confession for the week. The person that won this week was, they wrote in and they said, when I was a kid, I saw someone text, quote, baby to my dad's phone. And I thought I discovered this massive cheating scandal. I confronted him about it and he handed me his phone and I found the text that I saw. It was from his older sister. My parents laughed at me for days.
Wait, his sister called him baby?
Yeah, I can see that happening. Baby.
You know, I've got to say, I have two brothers, and if either of them called me baby,
bitch,
I'm
no,
literally the
shut
baby
the fuck
of
up.
The family.
Courtney, you kiss your fucking brothers on the forehead. You kiss your brothers on the forehead. Don't talk about nobody calling their brother baby.
That's
You're
not
fucking weird.
Weird.
You're strange.
You don't kiss your brother goodbye?
On the forehead?
Do you hug
Absolutely
him?
Absolutely not. I don't even touch my brother. I haven't touched my brother since utero, okay?
No, but here's the thing. That was when I kissed my brothers on the forehead. They both looked at me like they were going to slap me across the face. I tried it. It didn't work out very well. I thought it was going to be touching and sweet. And
absolutely not.
I think it was a cheating scandal. I think you actually did. I think you did catch your dad cheating. But you don't want to believe it. So you believed his terrible
life. Oh my God.
Get
Coco
wrecked.
Bell ruining families one at a time. Yeah.
All right. One of our audience members said, one time I walked into my bathroom and I saw a tiny little piece of shit on the floor. I immediately thought it was my roommate, and my roommate immediately thought it was me or my dog. To this day, none of us know who shit on the floor.
What?
Huh?
Ew. Okay. Well, first of all, the fact that it wasn't immediately clear that it was the dog, the fact that there was any thought in these people's brains that it could have been human shit, means there are other things in this relationship that we are not hearing. The fact that this was even plausible.
This should have been on the potty episode.
Truly. The fact that this was even plausible.
The fact that it was even a discussion.
Yeah, absolutely not. That's...
Like, I'm picturing the dog being the most, like, contained,
yeah,
put together,
it's like,
individual.
It could be the dog.
Household. The
but
dog
you know
is
who
looking at
more
both
likely?
Of them, like, you nasty.
It more likely is my roommate who shat on the floor. Probably not my dog.
Can't be the dog. I raised them. Nope. Couldn't be that.
Must be the human because of other evidence that they are not sharing with Get Wrecked. Do you have anything else?
Well, no, that was my only little
ditty. Okay. That means it's time to get on with this episode, everyone. And I'm super excited.
I'm so excited.
Because it's our last episode. It's going to be a fun one. We're going back to our roots. One of our first episodes was, you guessed it, Jeopardy. Or the type of Jeopardy where it's like almost Jeopardy, but not really Jeopardy because we don't want to get sued on our last episode of the first season. But...
And we don't spell Jeopardy the way that spell Jeopardy. Whatever Jeopardy is spelled as, we change one letter. And I can't spell very well,
just
so
guess.
I'm not even going to try to spell it. But
guess
just
what
know
letter
it's not
is
the same.
Different. You'll send us a comment.
And that's
DM
probably
us.
It.
That's probably the letter that we changed. Okay, so the game.
Yeah, give us spelling.
The game. Mm-hmm. Some people are just born to absorb drama. Okay. Some people absolutely hate it. We know who they are. Two sides of the same coin, motherfuckers. Two sides of the same coin. The folks who can recite the latest TMZ headline because they read it three times. And the folks who can recite the same headline, but only because it's actually all predictable and all the exact same. We're going to put them to the test. Which of these groups can decipher real drama from equally insane made-up bullshit out of me and Coco's brains, right? Is truth more unbelievable than fiction? We're putting drama queens and drama avoiders to the test on Get Wrecked Podcast. I'm excited for it. Are you?
Yeah, switch it up. I'm ready.
I'm ready to go. Our final episode of this season. Let's go. We'll be back in a couple seconds. When we come back, Jeopardy! The TMZ. Let's go.
Welcome back, everyone.
We came back for you.
We have brought in our lovely guests.
Heck yeah, bitch. Yes. So fucking pumped. They don't really know what we're up to, which is, again, our favorite version of the podcast when we get to surprise people and terrify them. And they also don't even know what teams are. This is just going to be great. Okay.
It's so the whole thing. But we picked this team, the most specific teams.
The most specific teams that I ever. Oh, also, welcome you guys to our season finale, because you guys don't know that. But this is our season finale.
Whoa.
Season one is concluding with this
bringing
episode.
Out the
You're
big
all
guns.
Very special.
And we do have a season two. We were not canceled.
Picked up.
Nice. I knew you were just
actually. Cheers.
You were just saving me for the most important episode.
Exactly.
The
fanfare around you guys, it's going to be wild. So, to give you guys an idea of what you're up to today, there are two types of people on this planet, okay? There are the people who just live for the drums, okay? Live for drama. Who know all of the TMZ articles by heart. They're in there. They are in there.
And look at David's people, face.
And then the other people disgusted. In the world. Yeah. Whether you want to or not, okay? You are that type of person. That's just life. That's what the cards gave you. All right? And then there are the other people in the world. People that I really appreciate and deep in my heart, who know all of the drama, but only out of irony, only in an ironic way, because it's all fucking ridiculous and predictable and weird. And those type of people, we just feel like they would probably hurt each other's feelings. So we brought you all here to play a little game and see God. If we were deciding to play a little game of Jeopardy based on dun, all dun, of the dun. Tea in the world right now. Which of these teams would be able to guess the correct drama? The people who actually know and try to keep track of all this shit because they care, or the people who probably could guess it because it's all fucking the exact same thing and all insane and fucking ridiculous. So that's why you're all here. We're going to play a nice little game of Jeopardy. And before we give you the rules, we want to introduce our teams and let our audience know who the fuck you are.
Team Coco. Hello. I just think I didn't think about this until it happened, but both of your significant others were on the previous episode together on my team. And they did tie. Wow. They didn't win the game for me. So I want to preface your introduction by, if you lose the game, I hate you. we're going to need you to say your name, where you're from, and if something you did in the last year was a TMZ article, what would it be?
That's right. What's your tea? What's your tea, baby?
My name is... That we're doing last names, so we did.
You don't have to if you don't want to. If you feel like you're gonna intimidate yourself.
My name is David. Just gonna leave it at that. I'm from Michigan. And if something in the past year was a TMZ article, fucking, I haven't done anything in the past. Like, what have I done in the past year? So if there was a TMZ article about me, it would be about I came very close to crashing a golf cart of the Friends cast. The cast of Friends.
Oh. While they were in it?
I'll tell the story very quickly. We were in, it was when I was working for the for James Corden, and we did a little like carpool karaoke with the cast of Friends for their like big HBO Max reunion. Mm-hmm. And I was driving camera cart in front of them. And there was a moment where the car, like the golf cart, like stalled out a little bit, and they were still driving. So they actually James almost rear-ended us with the cast of Friends in the golf cart behind us. So I was almost murdered by the cast of Friends.
Wow. That would be a way to go out.
This could write itself.
It would be a great way to go out.
Yeah.
This article could write itself.
Yeah.
Hi, besties. I'm Peter. I'm from Seattle. Like, duh. So like, I'm not gonna go Lindsay Lohan era, but I'll go. I got pants inside of a store by my friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Public.
Actually, it was
wow.
Yeah,
TMZ would sweep in.
They'd be like,
was it a fun pants or was it like a mean?
It was
pants?
Like we were drinking. And like, it was definitely like
we're drinking.
A cute moment, like in the moment, but like looking back, it's like not fun. You know?
Right.
Like, I don't want to catch a case. That's not my thing.
I feel like that's so, like, that's the opposite. Usually it's like in the moment it was horrific, and then you look back on it and you're like, oh, that was fun. Now you're like, looking back on it, no, that was horrible.
There
were children around.
It's like, not good. We can live, laugh, laugh on it, though.
Team Eric, it's you guys' turn, baby.
My name's Ryan Brophy. I'm from Houston. H-Town originally, and this is easy for me, actually. This is like, it popped into my head as soon as you said it.
Oh god.
So for those who don't know, I've been working at Soho Warehouse for the better part of the past year. Mine specifically would probably be my most recent interaction with Kanye.
Most recent is truly
iconic.
It was like a Tuesday night or something. It was the day that the Grammy nominations had come out. He comes in at 9:15 with a party of 10 people. No reservation, demands to sit inside. Sort of toward the end of the night, he's been monologuing for about 45 minutes to all of his guests, and nobody's been speaking. They've just been letting him talk, and they haven't really touched their food. And we're just kind of standing there. We're like doing our side work, whatever. He comes over and he's like, can someone come clear the table, please? And I go up to the guy that's sitting right next to him, pretty much like a full plate of food in front of him. And I go, finished with this? And Kanye looks me dead in the eye and goes, you don't need to ask any questions about it at all. Just clear the table.
Oh, wow.
And so I clear the table. And I walk away, and my last day is about 3 days later. And I'm now at Firefly in Studio City. Come through.
Yay! Comes full circle.
It has a reservation.
It has a happy ending. What happens at Soho House comes on the Get Wrecked podcast.
Yep.
Comes on the Get Wrecked podcast.
You're not allowed to take pictures, but you can talk about it on a podcast.
Kanye's been wrecked. Let the record show.
Kanye's been wrecked.
What's up? I'm Brian. I'm from West Virginia. Originally, TMZ article, I would say it'd be man cut ties with insurrectionist boss. The biggest thing I think that happened to me this year was I was working a full-time job through about March, and we had it's a very small company, won't get too much into details, but essentially we had this random Zoom meeting with all five of us, and one of my bosses announced they were stepping down because my other boss was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Oh, a literal insurrectionist.
Oh, that's so
not an exaggeration. Wow.
I know you're trying to keep it small, but I've already called the FBI. Yeah. And they're on the way.
It's actually a true article that is coming out. Has he been
found? He's a real article.
So, I mean, he didn't go in, from my understanding, but like, we spent the next 90 minutes on Zoom of him delivering a political diatribe as to why he believes what he does. And yeah,
this is like the CNN article. This is
the naughty version of me is like, I want to listen to the Zoom. I want to listen to this. Where's the recording?
Right. But we're super excited to play this game. Are you guys ready for the rules?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a little breakdown, the categories, and then we will get your asses started. So, rules of the game. You guys, we're playing Jeopardy. If you haven't seen Jeopardy, I don't know.
Do we have to do that whole, like, answer in the form of a question shit?
Yes. Oh, no. No, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck
that. Okay. All right, so.
Honestly, that would be too much. Jeopardy might be able to sue. Like, we should really be
like, we can't get too close.
Jeopardy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I watch it every single night. I'm a bit of a purist. So I might do the what is.
Oh, my God.
So.
Okay, then if it's, you know what? If it speaks to you, proud of you. But rules are simple. You pick a category, you pick the difficulty, and you try to get the answer right. If you get the answer wrong, the question goes to the other team to steal, and each team has one hint to use through the entire game.
Is not how Jeopardy works at all.
Yeah, it's not. We're trying not to get
this
sued.
This is right. That's exactly right.
That's literally exactly make correct. You say that louder.
Thank you. Please repeat it.
If it's a multiple choice question and you have a hint, you can delete two wrong answers, and that's each right. team again can only use
we
it
stole
once,
that from another game.
Just a little merge thing that we're doing here. Whichever yeah. team gets the most points win. I just wiped off my lipstick and that can't happen. Eric, do we want to rock, paper, scissors? Who goes first?
Yeah, for sure. We have three categories that you guys will be choosing from after when you, whoever gets to start. Those categories are social media, they are Hollywood, and they are blind items.
God. All right. Elon Musk is genuinely wild. Three of the following tweets are real things this motherfucker said. But which one of these tweets is bullshit? A, nuke Mars, exclamation point. B, Tesla blows, ha ha. C, the rumor that Bill Gates and I are lovers is completely untrue. And D, should I name my baby the Tesla Model Me? Question mark?
Oh man, wait, that like wasn't even social media. That's like science. He's like not social media. He's like a scientist.
He's got millions of followers. I think he's decently...
He's like a scientist.
I was so hoping you would know the answer to this. And I don't. Now I'm just like.
It's weird that all of them could be true, though.
All of them could be true. All of them could absolutely be true. The nuke Mars one feels so random. Like, I want to know, like, at least some of these other ones I can contextualize in my mind, though. He probably has talked about nuking Mars before. Like, I don't.
I'm sure.
The Bill Gates thing is funny.
I feel like the sun.
No, but he did actually. Like, didn't he have like a Twitter poll about his son's name or something like that? I feel like because his son's name was a whole thing.
It was like XYZ.
Or something. and some Greek alphabet letters.
Different
like,
letters than XYZ, but sure.
I feel like since
his son is just a fraternity. Like
yeah. I feel like he wouldn't joke about that again because he already did it.
Right. So what do we... I think it's either... I think he probably did tweet Tesla blows as like a joke at one point that feels like some bullshit that
stocks.
He would do. Yeah, like he likes to do. Like, I feel like I'm either nuke Mars or the Bill Gates one. Okay. I can't wait for this to be totally
I have
wrong.
Seen some like text posts about them together. So it just depends if he addressed them or not.
He might have
10
addressed them.
10 seconds left. Which right, tweet is okay. untrue?
What do you think? You just say...
I feel like, I don't know. The Bill Gates one is like so far out there, but I feel like it's true.
So should we say nuke Mars is untrue?
I feel like it's the baby one.
Okay, then it's the baby one. All right, the one about the baby is untrue.
All okay. right.
Oh my God.
And the final answer is... Oh my God, thank God that one is untrue.
Yeah.
I'm so
nervous. That was
yes.
really close.
Nice. Good job, Peter. Good job, Peter.
You were on the edge.
That's why I brought him in. Sure. He understands what makes
20 points
the
on
tea.
The board.
Yeah.
Team mm-hmm. Eric, it's up to you guys. What category do you want and what point value? There's 20, 40, and 60 for social media, Hollywood, or blind items.
All right, Brian, we got to go high.
All right. Yeah, let's start with the 60. Let's just do a 60.
Let's do a 60. Let's do Hollywood for 60, please.
Fucking love big it. Spenders Hollywood. Over here. Jesus.
And gang, Hollywood. Okay. Hollywood for 60. Celebrities are people too. They're just like us. They have parties. They get too drunk. And allegedly, if anyone's listening to this podcast, they engage in some pretty risque behavior. Three of the following celebrity threesomes have been either confirmed or heavily rumored. Which one of them is bullshit? A, Elon Musk, Amber Heard, and Cara Delevingne. B, Taika Waititi, Rita Ora, and Tessa Thompson. C, Bella Thorne, Tana Mongeau, and rapper Mod Sun. And D,
Mongo.
Henry Cavill, Natalie Viscuso, and Kaylee Cuoco.
Oh, shit.
Huh. Wait, can I just say it's Mojo, Tana Mojo.
Whatever her name is.
That's my teammate.
Yeah, Tana Mongo is what I'm going to say so she doesn't fucking sue me. Tana Mongo.
And Mod Sun and who? Bella Thorne?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mod Sun and Bella Thorne.
Okay, most of Brian, these names sound like fake names to me.
I feel
like the last two, Like, I don't know who any of them are, so I feel like they just are.
Sorry, you don't know who Henry Cavill is?
No, I know who Henry Cavill is. Okay. And I know who Kaylee Cuoco is. I don't know who the middle one is.
Kaylee Cuoco, she's was Big Bang Theory and is in
Charmed.
Flight
you
attendant?
Go, Brian.
The flight attendant.
And
you said Charmed, Ryan? You said Charmed?
Yes.
And we're going Hollywood for 60. All right.
Charmed? Mm-hmm. Like the original Charmed.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco
was in the original Charmed.
She was the younger half sister that came in like season 5 or 6 or something.
Ryan Brophy came in and said, "Yeah, fuck y'all."
I think C and D are true. I'm not going to mess with those. I feel like we need to rule out either A or B.
A was Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, Elon Musk,
Amber Heard, and Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, I feel like that. That's very random,
and I feel like I've seen murmurings of like Rita Ora and Tessa Thompson being a thing somewhere. Yeah. Like I've just seen those two names put together before, so I'm leaning towards A.
Me too. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like the assortment in the last one is also like wild enough to have actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But A just seems too random. Are we saying A?
All right. We'll go with A.
We're going to go with A.
You're locking in A. The correct answer for this question, which of these celebrity threesomes was total bullshit, was unfortunately not A, which means Team Coco does get to this question.
Team Coco.
Again, the options are the Taika Waititi one, the Bella Thorne one, and the Henry Cavill one.
I think it's the Henry Cavill one that's not true, Peter.
Well, Bella Thorne and Tana Mongeau definitely had multiple threesomes with half of Hollywood.
And the Taika Waititi, I mean, there were such heavy rumors about it. I'm pretty sure that the Taika Waititi, Rita Ora, Tessa Thompson stuff was, I know it was heavily rumored. I don't know if it was confirmed, but I didn't ever see it debunked.
But the question was heavily rumored. So if you're saying if it was heavily rumored, then it would be the other, right?
Oh, yeah. So I think it's the Henry Cavill one. It's D.
What do you locking
in? So you
guys
think it's...
I think I'm... Peter, are you okay with D? I think it's D.
No, D is the Bella Thorne one.
No, I thought...
D is Henry Cavill,
no,
Natalie.
No, D is Henry Cavill.
Natalie.
Oh, okay. Well, then yeah, go with that one.
Okay, yeah.
Are you locking it in?
The Henry Cavill one is what we're locking in.
Okay. The correct answer for this question, celebrities are people too, blah, 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 blah. It was D, Henry Cavill, Natalie.
So what are we picking? Social media, Hollywood, or blind items?
Should we just go back to social media? It worked well for you last time.
Or I don't want to do blind yet.
Yeah, so I feel like we should wait on blind. Social media for the next arbitrary point value that you picked.
Social media for 40?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Does it go 20, 40, 60?
It does.
Oh,
actually.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
There's some rhyme.
Makes no sense.
Rhythm to the rhyme.
Love.
All right. Team Coco.
There's some rhythm to the rhyme.
I was going to blow that because...
Rhyme to the reason, I think, is what you were trying to go for that.
Eric, when we edit this, if we could have that sentence deleted, please. And it's rhyme to...
No, ma'am.
Nope. And now I don't know what it is. Yeah. All right. So social media reporting. A now deleted post from Instagram post from Britney Spears called out this infamous interview in 2003, which took the world by storm in 2021 when it resurfaced for being horrid and mean and very anti-feminist. Who was Miss Spears calling out? A, Diane Sawyer. F, Oprah.
Oh,
G.
F?
G? Are you fucking okay?
Oh, no.
Q? L.
What's option 60? Like, what?
W?
Google Doc is in order right now. It's just like, it's just in alphabetical order. So some of the questions are like M, N, L, P, and we have to remember to say
it was the confidence.
This is your season finale. This is the last. This is supposed to be the episode you've recorded when you figured this shit out.
We're coasting on our laurels. Listen, we already got the pickup.
The best part about having a show called Get Wrecked is that you can completely mess up in your show and it only makes the show better.
And it's staying in the final draft, baby.
It's like the excuse that people make when they're like doing low budget theater and stuff. It's supposed to be a poor neighborhood. It's fine.
That's exactly what we're saying.
It's like, oh, it's post-apocalyptic.
Yes. All right, excuse me. A, Diane Sawyer. B, Oprah. C, Barbara Walters. And D, Katie Couric. Who did Britney call out?
Free Britney. I am very positive it's Diane Sawyer.
I think I'd agree with you. But can we hear the options one more time?
Yes. So A or B, depending.
Right.
Diane Sawyer. B.
It's not depending.
B, Oprah. C, Barbara Walters. And D, Katie Couric.
God damn.
Do you know what any of those women look like?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you ask if I know what Oprah looks like?
Well, no, I know what Oprah looks like, but
wait, do you want us to describe their physical? Wait,
I mean, like,
Katie Couric is you know you've seen Katie Couric. Do you remember that
Katie
famous
Couric
Sarah Palin?
Looks like she'd be named Jan.
She does.
Jan,
she totally
Jan
does.
Jan Couric.
Jan.
She has a bob. She has a bob. It's blonde. She's a mature woman.
Aren't they all older?
They're all mature.
They're
women.
All older, mature women.
It's a.
I don't think it's Oprah. I don't think she ever called that Oprah.
No, because I just saw the social media post. Like,
oh, you did? Oh, okay. Yeah. So yeah, you go.
That's
for
why
it,
I was asking if you know what she looks like, because she is like an older white woman with like a very coiffed head of hair and is like short.
A coiffed head of hair.
Do you guys want to lock in Diane Sawyer?
I feel like both Katie Couric and Diane Sawyer. Yeah, I think it's Diane Sawyer. I think
I'm pretty sure.
Let's lock that in.
Sure. All right. And the final answer is Diane Sawyer, baby.
Yeah. Well done.
Good job.
40
well
points done. On the board for
we
Toronto.
Love.
She's all like right. notorious for just like
saying crazy
ruining
stuff.
People's lives.
Saying crazy.
Free Britney.
We are going to take a mid-episode break right here, right now. And
is this
when
like a mercy
return,
break for the other team? Because we're destroying them so badly. Listen,
it actually is.
Down.
I wasn't going to say it, but is thank it? You okay. for
everyone
saying
relax.
I'm glad that Get Wrecked has a mercy
comeback
rule.
Coming.
It's like
we have a big
it.
Comeback coming, okay?
That they would mm-hmm. like to believe, although it's not going to happen. But for now, we will see you guys after the break.
All right, and we're back from a break. Let's fucking go, Team Eric.
I guess we've
switched gears.
Mm-hmm. It's my turn. Eric became competitive.
Okay, so Team Eric again, you have what have we done so far?
There's 60 for social media. We have mm-hmm. 20 and 40 for Hollywood and all for blind items.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Whose turn is it?
It's our turn. It's Team Eric.
Oh. I kind of want
to just pick whatever question you'd like to get wrong so that we can answer it next.
I was
told this is a podcast about getting wrecked.
And he came
drama?
Ready to play.
Once again, too much power.
Is he the drama? I don't think
he's the drama.
I don't think I'm the drama.
Is he the villain?
Okay.
Team Eric, what do you want to go for?
Do we want to try social media 60? Because that's a strong suit for them. So we could just knock it out.
Okay.
It's your strategy. I think it's more important that we guarantee some points on the board.
That's also true.
Good counter strategy.
That's also true.
Good counter strategy.
So I would recommend we do Hollywood for 40.
Okay, great.
Okay, Hollywood for 40. Okay, Hollywood for 40. And the A-lister. Oh, no, that's wrong. Yeah, no, it is. No, that's right. Is it?
Eric, are you okay?
Yes.
Start fresh.
Yes,
it's fine.
It is.
It's fine. Just shake it off.
Is.
We're
it
good.
Is. The A-lister who was once a child celebrity in this coupling has a famous mother who barged into her home and started a fight with her famous singer baby daddy.
Wait,
both
what?
Of this couple is known for being toxic as fuck. They got into a verbal altercation, which resorted into their subsequent breakup and him having to attend anger management classes. Which couple am I talking about? A, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello. B, Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis. C, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. Mm. Or D, Kaya Gerber and Jacob Elordi.
Ooh.
I don't know who D is, but I feel like Zayn Malik is a fuck, right? Like that's
what
funny because I was thinking another the title. Exact same thing. Olivia Wilde and Jason Statham are just too pure.
Well, they have. Yeah. Oh, I can't. I can't talk. I can't give. I can't.
NDA. Yeah,
don't listen to him. Don't listen to David.
Just
David
so that
is
I can picture
a saboteur
one of them.
Guys, I really think it's
voice.
Jason Statham.
Can you go through? Can you say the circumstances again? Like, can you give us the
yes
the question?
Yes. So The A-list in this couple, the A-lister who was once a child celebrity, has a famous mother who barged into her home and started a fight with her famous singer, baby daddy. Both people in this couple are known for being toxic AF. They got into a verbal altercation, which resorted to their subsequent breakup and him having to attend anger management classes. Which couple am I talking about? A, Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello. B, Olivia Wilde, Jason Sudeikis. C, Zayn Malik, Gigi Hadid. And D, Kaia Gerber and Jacob Elordi.
You know.
So she's an A-lister that was famous as a child as well.
Because her mother was famous. Oh, her mother was famous. She's currently an A-lister.
That seems but the simple. Mom is not an A-lister. What list is the mom on?
What list is the mom on? We can't tell you, but you'll find out.
Like, you say that she's famous. It's like,
I don't know who Kaia Gerber's mom is. but I feel like I don't know. I just don't have the confidence in C that I do in D for some reason.
Let's just, I want to re-entertain A and B. Okay. Camila Cabello, I don't know. Was she famous before whatever she's famous
no,
for?
What because, no, because, no.
No. What about, no, because no.
And who was in B again?
Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis.
Ooh. Who's Olivia Wilde's mom?
Probably
Pam.
Mom. Miss Wilde. Miss Wilde,
I would imagine. Pamela Wilde.
All right, I'm going to say either B or C. I don't know anything about D.
Okay, if you're saying B or C, then I'm going to say C.
All right, let's just shoot that one.
Let's shoot our shot.
Are we locking in C?
Yeah.
I don't know. Your expression concerns me.
I have to keep a blank expression or people will accuse me of cheating.
All right.
Are we locking in C?
It's locked.
The correct answer for this question, this incredibly complicated question, which I'm not going to repeat, the correct answer was C, Zayn Malik and Gigi Hadid. Yes. On the fucking board.
We're on the board.
Peter, I'm going to need you to not clap for the opposition.
Did he clap?
I saw that little like you gave them a little like golf clap. And All right. If it's out of pity,
is this a golf clap? Is touching fingers a golf clap?
I don't know. Maybe this is like, I don't know what this is.
This is like Dr. This is like CEO in a Wall Street movie, like Wall Street villain.
Yeah. Or it's like a 10-year-old girl who just got invited to a tea party. Like, it's one of the two.
That's what I wanted. It also could have been like
calling the Illuminati.
Oh, you're catching a football. That's yeah.
What's that? Okay.
Do you guys know who? So Yolanda, this is so important to me, and I think it's insane. Gigi Hadid went out of town, right? Mm-hmm. And Gigi lives with her famous singer baby daddy.
Zayn.
Who's that?
There are only two famous singer men on this list, so you could technically get rid of two. And I didn't even think about that, but. Gigi went out of town. Yolanda came home, barged into their house, and started a fight with Zayn. And they got into an argument and almost got into a physical altercation. And he was saying awful things in this voice recording, but she broke into the house. And then now he has to take anger management classes. And they are no longer together, except Yolanda Hadid is known for being insane. She once notoriously on the TV show that they had like 20 years ago, told Gigi and Bella, she called, she was like, "Mommy, I'm so hungry." And she was like, "Suck on a nut." Or something like suck on some piece of food. Like, don't eat it. She said, suck on it.
It's like the modern dietary version of let them eat cake. Like, that's so, yeah.
Like, how awful. So, yeah, Team Coco, you guys have left social media for 60 left. You have Hollywood for 20, and you have all blind items left.
Peter, should we close the book on social media?
Why not?
Okay.
Why
social not? Media. Social Why media not? For 60.
All right. Okay. So let me see here. Tristan Thompson is allegedly at it again. Ha ha.
That is such a bizarre start to a question. What was he at before?
There's only one thing this man is known for.
There's only one thing this man was at. He's been at the same
honestly
thing forever.
Cannot catch a break with his cheating ass. How many women has Tristan allegedly cheated on Chloe with? And how much money did Tristan allegedly attempt to pay off his latest baby mama with to make her go away?
Mind over you, Snapchat.
Chloe and Tristan. Oh, God. Mind you, Chloe and Tristan are allegedly still together at the time of this podcast, at least when it's being recorded.
I have no fucking clue what's about to... Okay.
60 points, baby.
Is this multiple choice?
It is multiple choice.
Thank God.
Just like... A, 10 women and 100K for the latest payoff. B, 6 women, 75K for the latest payoff.
Is it 100K per woman or 100K split between
for
the women?
Latest
For the latest woman.
For the latest woman. Oh, sorry. Okay. Great.
C, he slept with, like he's had 15, cheated with 15 women, but 1 million for the latest payoff. And D, 2 women and 5 million as the latest payoff.
I'm very positive it's in the millions.
Really?
I'm pretty sure I heard people being like, that's crazy.
What were the price amounts?
Money like that.
He does. Well, he has money like that, but he doesn't have that much money. I mean, he's like a good player. He's not like, I don't think he can just throw $5 million to silence every woman.
No.
I felt wrong to say out loud.
David is like doing the math as like I can find myself.
He's like,
here.
Could I do
well,
that?
If I were in his shoes.
What's the logic?
How many women do I need to silence?
My business manager would just never
approve.
Can you
repeat the options once more?
Yes. A, 10 women to silence. 100K latest payoff. B, 6 women, 75K latest payoff.
It's definitely not the 75K. That's way too little.
C, 15 women, 1 million latest payoff. And D, 2 women, 5 million latest payoff.
Should we use our hint? Because I have no idea.
Wait, so he cheated on 2 people?
Yeah, we're asking how many other women did he have as like side pieces?
Since when? Like forever?
Since they started dating. Since him and Chloe started dating.
Oh, well, then it's definitely more than 2 women.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think it would be the 75K. What was the last option was the 2 women?
Correct.
So it was 2 million or 2 women to 5 million. See, I don't think it's 2 women. And I think 75K is too low. So I think we're looking at the 1 million. What was the number of women associated with the 1 million?
15 women.
Oh my God, Tristan.
15. Visceral reaction.
Oh my God, Tristan.
And it was 6 for 100K?
Yeah.
For 100K, it was 10 women for 100, and $100,000 was the latest payoff.
Tristan.
I want David to play, if this is ever turned into a movie, David is playing his lawyer, where he's like, what's the damage? Tristan,
just sitting
Jesus.
In my office.
Tristan.
God.
Should we use a hint or no?
It's like, here's the thing. It's like, this is for 60. So if we used a hint and really narrowed it down for ourselves and then got it, we could really put ourselves in a great position moving forward. Or we could take the risk because we do still have a lead. But I'd be fine. I think it might be nice to use the hint to like solidify, because I really don't know. I'm really not sure.
Is the hint like...
The hint eliminates 2 of the options, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
The hint,
So then they'll give us...
the hint.
All right. We would like to use our hint, please. Please eliminate 2 options.
All right. So what we have left is B, 6 women, 75K, and C, 15 women, 1 million.
Either option is just like Tristan.
Because I thought it was 1 million, or like not 1 million, but like a lot more.
75K just doesn't seem like that. Like, you felt like you saw recently that like there had been something about like, oh my God, this ridiculous amount that he paid.
I thought so, but I thought it was like more than that.
I mean, well, it might be more total, like because he's paid out 1 million to the latest one. But if there's been, what, 1 million was with 15 women or something, it would have been a lot of money in payouts.
Yeah.
And you'd imagine that the payouts would get bigger and bigger as it goes on, as markets do, you know, supply and demand, that sort of thing.
Of course, yeah.
Supply
and demand.
Yeah.
10 seconds left.
I passed freshman year econ. All right, what should we go? What should we?
I'm getting like the 75 vibe, but I don't.
You think the 75K? For 6 women? Fuck.
6. Okay, let me get my intuition.
Let me get my intuition. Let me get it.
You want to lock it?
I feel like it's the million almost. But no, 15 women is ridiculous. It has to be 6. How can you keep 15 different side pieces? That's like, nobody has the schedule for that.
Again, coming in with
you're
the logic.
You're really trying to work this I out know, for yourself.
The morals have been examined.
You're really trying to figure this out.
The logistics. I agree with you on the 75. And if it's this, and if it's the million for 15, then kudos to Tristan Thompson for doing something I thought humanly impossible.
All right.
So what are you locking in?
Should we lock in 6 for 75?
Sure.
All right.
6 people, 75K.
And that is the correct answer.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Thank you.
David, you should be a lawyer for bad people.
That was my intuition coming in, guys.
That's why this was such a scandal, because he was only willing to pay this girl like $75,000.
And it obviously,
Snapchat message.
It obviously didn't do that much because we're all still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. She said no. She said no to that for sure.
Yeah, she said, I'm going to take that money and run. Team Eric. It's the last question on the board.
Okay. Before the blind sides.
You guys get a chance to choose the blind items if you want to, but this is the last question of the game. Are you going to go big? Are you going to go home? Are you going to go small? What's up?
I think we gotta go
big. Can they possibly win?
So all of our blind items are daily doubles. So they could actually pull out 120 points right now.
I just want to be wary of Jeopardy. They're actually daily duplicates. It's not doubles.
Kroger
brand Jeopardy.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like we have to, right?
Yeah, let's just do the blind one for 60.
Blind item for 60?
Yeah.
So, but this is just first person to answer gets it, right?
It is. So let's go over this category one time before we get this one question. Blind items, very 2001 of us, I know. But blind items are back. Anonymous celeb gossip, where the goal is to guess who the scandalous gossip is about. We are going to play Get Wrecked Blind Items today. Both teams will try to guess who we are gossiping about as we give you hints one sentence at a time. Keep your finger on the buzzer, because the first team to guess right gets the point. Okay.
So this just keeps going until someone gets it right, correct?
One sentence at a time keeps going. If you get it wrong, we just keep going.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's a volume game.
Yeah. Kind of. But if you get it wrong, I mean, you eliminate options for the other team and then they'll just say, oh, yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So the first sentence is, this very intense actress has been in the spotlight for more than a decade. No. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fucking great.
She
fucking
first great. Became famous when she starred in that popular movie franchise.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
David.
Wait. Brian.
Kristen Stewart.
Holy
shit. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say Kristen
Holy
Stewart.
Holy shit. Oh my God. You got it.
Brian, I'm so upset. I was
like
going to say Kristen Stewart.
20 more sentences to go.
As soon as you said, as soon as you fucking said, like, the movie franchise.
A second ago, this was a complete and total blowout. We are going to see we're going to do the tally. We're going to add up all the points and we will see what the final score is. But it is very close.
No.
So upsetting.
It is very close. So give us 1 second.
God, I should have just said it. I should have fucking fuck.
I was about to say Jennifer Lawrence. I'm really glad you beat me to it.
I don't know why. I have
no idea.
I think it's
just
because
watched
she's
a Kristen
been,
Stewart
like,
movie.
Yeah, she's doing the Princess Diana thing.
She's doing everything right now. She's great. She's a national treasure. That's my opinion of Kristen Stewart.
No, she is. I second that.
Are we ready, guys?
So we have the final tally. This was a blowout for almost the entire game. I am so
and then
proud.
Team Eric
I am so proud
in.
Of Team Eric
of
for bringing it back and making this a competitive game in literally one question. The final scores that we have, okay?
Dun, dun, dun.
The final scores that we have for Team Eric, 160 points. For Team Coco, 180 points. They still
have. I thought to lose his mind.
They still have
was going to lose.
Close as fuck. It was so close.
Talk about edging.
So close.
Oh my God.
This is the, I'm actually worried about the amount of adrenaline that pulsed through my body.
You were up here.
That's the kind of suspense that we want. Wow. MVP, Brian. Good job.
Yeah.
Okay,
really.
Guys.
The MVP has to go to the winning team, but it's fine.
Drama is insane, and I'm so happy that none of us are famous yet and have to deal with this shit, because these people are going through it every day.
I know, I'd be
day.
Pissed if somebody put me on a podcast.
My shit was on some fucking podcast season finale just to get some fucking listeners. Absolutely not.
Honestly, but my heart goes out to Yolanda. I hope she's okay.
Oh, God, Yolanda.
My heart goes out to Pam. Pam Wilde.
My heart goes out to the baby.
It's like, but now it's just like, it goes to show the power of gossip. I had never like known that Yolanda, like Courtney's like, yeah, Yolanda Hadid is known for being crazy. I'm like, one person told me that. Now I'm just going to go around thinking that. Thinking that for the rest of my life.
Now
Yolanda Hadid might be fine.
And like,
my one friend was like, oh yeah, she's fucking crazy. I'm like, oh yeah, she's fucking crazy.
Like, also,
what did y'all call them again?
One...
Like, category. Literally. Toxic.
Yeah.
Like, the one story I know about this woman is the whole sucking on a nut thing. And it's like, if somebody just took the one bad thing I've ever done in my life, I can definitely be described as awfully toxic too.
Right. But you guys, this was fucking awesome. Before we let you guys go, we want to give you a chance to introduce yourselves again, give your social media, plug whatever projects you're working on, whatever, so all of our listeners can follow you and swarm you with love and adoration. We can, I guess, start with the winning Team Coco.
Only yes! 20 points,
but sure.
So the winning team strike is over.
Peter, you go.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was fantabulous, of course. It was so fun. I'm Peter here and signing off. I didn't know what to do.
I'm signing off.
Oh my God.
I mean, honestly, done.
Wow. Okay.
Look at that. My team has nothing else to say. The mic has been dropped. David.
Wow. That was like, I was going to plug myself, and now following that, like, I don't even want to. I've been David Newman. I've been David Newman. You can find me on Instagram at Newmanity. And you can also, I help produce a different podcast hosted by a television producer named Gavin Purcell called Way Too Interested. And you should check it out. It's a very good time. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, there's really not much more to share. I'm just happy to be here.
Heck yeah.
All right. Follow me at Rye Brophy. RYBROPHY. I'm shooting a cute little web series right now called Wishy Washy. It's a fun little bisexual romp. Seven episodes. We've done three.
It's like the dream I had last night.
A wishy-washy bisexual romp. Oh, yeah. Every night.
Sounds like it.
And Eric, I'll see you on set at some point for that, right?
I have a one-day little cameo moment.
Oh. Yep. Okay,
man. It'll be a fun little time in January.
Eric is never not booked.
Just going to pop in. Just going to pop in and pop out. Show my face.
Yep. I think the handle is Wishy-Washy Web Series, which is a mouthful. There's still an active Indiegogo or GoFundMe, one of those. So if you feel so inclined, give us a follow, give us a shout out, keep your eye out for whenever it comes out. I have absolutely no idea when it will be dropping.
And Brian Staggers, you can, I don't know, search my name, follow me somewhere.
The app of me.
Hey, at this point,
Could you tell that he was the one uninterested in social media on the team?
Oh shit. Okay, you can follow us on Get Wrecked Podcast on Instagram and Get Wrecked Cast on Twitter. And you can follow me on Instagram at Courtney Bell. Courtney's spelled with a K and Bell with four L's. Also, it's K-O-U-R. There are just too many different spellings for Courtney. And you can follow Eric on Instagram at
You can follow me at Eric M. Myrick on Instagram. I don't have a Twitter. If you are listening to us right now, follow and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to us on. Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, whatever the fuck you choose. Whatever is your poison. And thanks you guys so much. We'll see everyone next Tuesday or hear everyone next Tuesday. You'll hear us next Tuesday. What the fuck am I saying?
I thought this was the season finale. Nobody's hearing you next Tuesday.
What the fuck is wrong with me? We're literally blacked out.
Okay, so we need to either hire David with organization or bring David
New producer. Keeps you in line.
Guys, listen. There's going to be a two-week break after this episode, and then we are back for the first episode of season two, and we have a ton of exciting news coming for that. And keep an ear out on our social media, and we'll release a trailer for it soon eventually too. But until then, peace out. Wonderful first fucking season.
Thank you all.
Thank you guys so much. And we'll catch you on the fucking flip side. Bye.
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 Bye. XOXO.
Yeah.